Hello, producer Matt.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You were telling me something pretty exciting, and I thought it would be an interesting thing to tell the listeners who are listening right now.
Yes. The news is, if you actually don't want to hear from me again in this context with ads, all you have to do is join the Patreon, and you can get an ad-free office hours experience.
So right now, there's rubes listening who are not paying, but they're listening to ads after ads.
Yeah, such as this.
I don't listen to the ads. I don't pay attention to that aspect of the show. But
yeah,
you're telling me there are ads in this podcast.
Oh, whoever's hearing this right now, their experience of office hours is littered with ads.
Yuck.
Top to bottom.
You want to listen to it ad-free? What do you do?
You just go to patreon.com/officehourslive.
What's that going to cost me? Hundreds of dollars?
Oh, not even close. Not even. For $55, you can get a whole year of office hours entertainment.
$55, how much you can do it for $5 a month, correct?
If you're a fool,
right.
you'd pay $60 for a year at
right.
$5 a month.
But dripping the money in every week.
Yeah, like a fool. Or you can just cut your check.
Sign up for the year, because we're not going anywhere.
No, we'll be right here. And if you pay, then you don't have to hear this kind of junk anymore.
Ad free for patron subscribers. That's big.
No.
Let's lock the gates and start the show.
I like having fun. Yeah. I like to laugh. Yeah. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
Yeah.
I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh.
Hey, what?
Like
what?
Fun.
What happened?
What happened?
Turn it down.
What? What's going on? Are we live on TV?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby. Welcome to Office Hours, the TV show. Or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Stitch Niche, whatever. What other podcast apps are there, Vic?
There's
Overcast.
iTunes.
iAccounts. Tim Heidecker's Office Hours Live, the podcast, is also a TV show if you're watching us here on YouTube. Thank you so much for joining us again this Thursday morning, March 18th. It's 10 o'clock here in Glendale, California. And it's an absolutely gorgeous spring morning here. I can't tell you how wonderful it is to live this time of year. We had a little bit of rain, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so loud. I'm very loud in my head. I don't want to hear that. Matt or Wes, is there a way for me not to be able to hear the sound of my own voice at night when I'm trying to go to sleep? Can we turn that off? Because when I'm trying to go to sleep, I hear the sound of my voice. You're a fool. You're a failure. You've ruined it. What are you even doing? You threw it all away. Now, I keep coming in and out. Do you know what's going on with that? Did you turn me down? I feel like I'm quiet as a mouse.
I'm hearing the same thing, Tim. I heard loud, now you're quiet.
I heard the theme song get real quick.
Something terrible's happened.
Been hacked.
What happened?
No comment.
What is going on, boys?
I'm hearing a lot of room on my voice still.
Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Testing. I was super loud, and now I can barely hear myself. All right.
You're back up now.
But
I hear...
Wait, I'm controlling what you hear?
I have the Capitol Records reverb on my voice.
You do sound very roomy.
Am I roomy?
I don't know if my mic is even on. Is that better?
Is there an open mic?
Go crazy!
These guys, I'll tell you what. Maybe we should start paying these guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, me and Vic are still
something happened.
Some
yeah.
Something's happening, folks.
Something's happening here.
All right. Well, is the audience complaining?
Bop, 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 bop.
They always complain about something.
Yeah. Let's talk about the show today. We've got really a remarkable show. Fresh off a big success at the South by Southwest Film Festival, which is happening in some kind of virtual capacity. Which is interesting because the Texas is saying it's all clear. It's all good.
out there in the Corona land. We have star of Kid Candidate documentary, Hayden Pettigo, and the director, Jasmine Stoddard, who will be joining us a little later. And that's it. We've got the hotline. The Hothead Hotline was a big hit last week, so we're going to return to that with a new number because we've figured out some of the beeps and bongs there. The number is 818-804-4478. Of course, we'll take your Zooms and whatnots. Thank you to Julian from Chicago. Julian sent us a beautiful postcard here from the Hawaiian Islands. Dear Doug, Matt, and Tim, here are some gifts from my travels. Did you see this, guys?
Wait a minute. Was my name left off of that?
Dear Doug, Vic, Tim, and producer Matt. Did I skip through that? Dear Tim and the rest.
Easily forgettable.
Here are some gifts. I'm now 6 months alcohol free. Congratulations, Julian. We got some Hawaiian gifts from... That's not very nice.
What?
Is that referring to his alcohol use?
No. Yeah. He's like,
we got some.
Excited.
We love coffee. It's a morning show, so we love coffee.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Great Lion Premium Gold Roast.
I think we got that now. We got that in
and
the room.
Some wonderful beads. I'll wear these beads today. Why not? And a bracelet for you, Vic.
No, thank you.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, look at that.
And,
very nice.
Ooh, these chocolates, which I love.
Thank you, Julian.
And a beer koozie. Well, Doug, you don't drink, so here's your beer koozie. And what else? Ah! Something's in here! Goddamn! Scorpion! No, some body balm, which I'll use to masturbate. I use to lube up my dick.
I masturbate a lot.
And here's a... Oh, remember that episode of... Brady Bunch is an idol, idol that gives us bad luck. Idol. That's why we have sound issues at the moment.
Uh-huh.
Been cursed. I think I'll get a piercing. I'll get my first ear piercing, and I'll be wearing this. Does that look nice? I did think it would be a good idea if to gin up some interest in the show, get some... new subscribers and try to blow up on YouTube, that Doug, Vic, and I all get face tattoos and piercings, many piercings.
If we hit 5K or if we hit what?
Well, to get to the, to just,
so
I don't know.
First we pierce and then they'll subscribe.
What I say is we announce that we're doing a live face tattooing on next week's show. And we'll get swear words. We guarantee, this is the guarantee, we get swear words tattooed onto our foreheads. And I will choose yours and you choose mine. Okay?
Can it be the henna tattoo?
No. This is ink tattoos.
I say we have our lips relaxed. Oh.
Whether you have, Vic, either you're committed to
so
the success
really
of this show.
Yeah.
Either you're committed to the success of the show or you're not. So let me know.
Tim, I'm going to get the first tooth piercing. It's going to drill right through the nerve.
Ouch.
Right through the nerve.
Well, people have like gold.
No, but yeah, they just, those people are weak. Mm-hmm. They put it on the edge. I'm going to go straight through.
Doug, you're getting the F word right on your forehead.
I'm going to get a hoop F-U-C-K. That connects my lip to my top tooth.
Vic's gonna get the word shit right on his forehead.
It's just shit.
It says I am shit. And Doug's is gonna say fuck you.
I think mine's better. I think I'd rather have fuck you than I have shit.
Imagine you get a fuck you. So I'm sure someone has this, but like a fuck you head tattoo.
Yeah, people,
forehead
I'm sure
tattoo.
People have done that, yeah.
Walking into a bank or you're at the Costco. Hi. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck me. Fuck you.
Tim, yeah. Yours is going to say cunt. And it's the eyebrow in the eye is going to be a C. You know what I mean?
The eyebrow...
See, so it's like this. The C of the cunt will be here.
Uh-huh. And then, where's the U?
It's just like, I don't know. You just make it work.
That's awful. I don't want that. Well, we did it for our YouTube channel, you see.
Gained 100 subscribers.
Yeah.
That's terrific. Let's say hi to a Zoomer real quick, just to welcome us, to welcome everyone to the community today.
All right. Where did Marcy was?
Marcy? She
seemed to be first in line and then jumped in the queue. Marcy, are you there? She/they.
Hi.
Marcy, how are you?
I'm new. I'm all right.
It's Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, you do look like Dave Mustaine. What's going on with that?
I haven't dyed my hair back in a while. Should be blue.
We shouldn't comment on looks.
Your natural hair is blue. Doug has just said something that we shouldn't comment on people's looks.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, if it's my hair, it's sort of a mess. But,
Don't worry about it. Move on. What can I do for you today?
Today, I don't know. Like to say, Doug and Vic, you guys are great. And Tim, well, I mean, you get the spiel every day. But Tim, like, bedtime stories and on cinema are, like, I don't know, some of the smartest, not smart, but like they're smart.
Yeah,
but.
No, it is. It is. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. I agree with you. I'm a fan myself.
I didn't expect to be the first one called.
Well, I know.
You may be smart as fuck, but I don't want to be your kind of smart.
You never know what you're going to get on this show. And sometimes we start off with a nice, big, fat compliment to Papa Heidecker. And I appreciate
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it's just being smart, bro.
I want to apologize to you. Where did you, are you a Patreon member?
Yes.
Okay.
I was. I joined for the game night, and then finances are tough. I unjoined, but I got the stimmy now, so I'll probably be back. I'll be back.
Please come back. But I want to apologize if you were
on and off.
If you were at the game, it sounds complicated to be on and off. I just do it and start cutting out
the game night.
Cut some other shit out of your life. I mean, what are you spending your money on? Seems like you got a nice computer.
I just got this computer for my birthday.
Oh,
it's all right.
Oh, for your birthday. Okay.
Well, 6 months back.
Well, I want to apologize. I very rarely apologize in this show because I don't believe in looking back with regret. Our schedules got mixed up a little bit. And on Saturday, we did game night for our patrons. And it was meant to be a good time, and it was a good time. I won the game that we were playing, which was...
From what I saw, it wasn't much... game, it was just talking.
Well, there's some talking, but there's also trivia that the audience provides for me, and I answered them
successfully. Not much gaming, just talk.
I blew it away. I blew everyone away with my knowledge. But something we did that I regret, and if I could go back in time, if I had one opportunity to go back in time, this is what I would do. I would have eaten before game night. Because what happened was we ordered food, we had beautiful burritos and chips and guac. And we thought, because it's kind of a casual hang, it's a Saturday night, we're having a couple of drinks, we're eating, and we shouldn't be eating. It's not a place to eat, especially when you got a microphone right in front of your face like this. So, thousand apologies to everybody, especially the
really
people.
Really that big of a deal? I mean,
people were very upset, and there are people who are sensitive to the sound of people eating. Imagine you're listening to the show, and the sound of people eating makes you sick.
Oh, they call it myosmia or something?
Yeah.
Well, sorry about that. I'm a loud eater, too. So maybe
I apologize.
Ate off mic. I turned.
I tried to keep that in mind, but it was too yummy. It was too yummy. That's my big apology for the day. The other thing I just want to say is...
It makes me feel shameful, and it makes me feel bad.
I am in the market. A lot of people are wondering, what are you in the market for? I'm in the market for a new mouse pad, folks. This looks new from probably your angle, but oh, man, she's coming apart. What is that?
Who's sighing?
So, and I feel stupid going on Amazon or one of these sites and buying just a mouse pad. So, anybody
Go
wants to send me...
and buy it.
Go stupid!
Why is your... These guys are blasting me with their drops. Blasting me.
Mine are lower, I believe.
Go stupid.
I can bring mine down.
We did a sound check. Everyone said it sounded okay.
Well, what something happened? Obviously radically something radically destructive happened the second we went on the air. But
sounding.
Matt, what's the P.O. box? What's the P.O. box?
You want me to read it off?
Yes, because someone could send me their own branded Mouse Pet.
It's five P.O. Box 555. Mockingbird Lane.
Wait, no.
I have to look. I don't remember
one,
it.
1, 2, 3.
You don't know your own fucking P.O. Box?
No.
What kind of manager are you? What kind of producer are you?
Here, all right. You want me to read it off? One, two, three.
Yes,
you
I want a new mouse pad for next week.
Okay, 3756 West Avenue 40, number K204, Los Angeles,
sure.
90065.
Okay, we look forward to receiving your mouse pads. Thank you so much to whoever I'm talking to.
Tim,
I can't
what are you going
to
do with the
remember your name right
extra
now.
Mouse pads that you don't use that are going to be in the landfill?
We're going
Marcy.
To,
thank you, Marcy.
Thank you, Marcy. Thank we're you, going Marcy. To deliver them to the homeless.
Why don't we do a big raffle?
Bye-bye. A big raffle?
Yeah, anyway. You get a mouse pad if you donate $20.
Okay, we'll do something for charity for sure.
1, 2, 3.
The other thing we're going to do later in the show is I have a video that somebody sent me that I'm feeling very confident that okay. will make Vic and Doug laugh. The fear is that they've seen it already. And I felt like we always share these wonderful, so much downbeat moments in the show already. So anytime I go dark, I fear, my fears are that Doug and Vic have seen this video and I'll be laughed out of the room.
Oh, we've seen that. We've seen that. That's classic.
Tim, I promise you now, whether I've seen it or not,
you'll
I'm
going to
act
laugh.
Like this is my first time seeing it.
Oh, great.
And so I'm going to also act like I love it. As you I, can see how good of an actor I am.
As I try to sleep tonight, I'll be thinking about the deceit.
or maybe it's real.
Maybe. We don't know.
It's that's a good chance keep, I haven't seen it.
That's what will keep me up. Oh, what time is it? Time to go? Are we wrapping it up?
Should we check in on the Hothead Hotline?
Yeah, let's take a call from the Hothead Hotline. See who's got it. Something to say. A lot of confusion last week, by the way. Our big new viral star of Office Hours, Cave Boy, was in fact not a Hothead Hotline caller, but a Zoomer with the camera turned off. So we're big fans of Cave Boy. Maybe we'll hear from him today. But he was not a Hothead Hotline caller.
Ray Bologna Sandwich, 978, you're on the line.
Ray Bologna Sandwich, how can I help you today?
I'm ticked off!
Okay, what's the problem? Calm down, sir. Where are you calling from?
H&R Block.
All right. Well, tax season is coming up. What's going on? What's on your mind? What's got you riled?
Well, Tim, I'm a big fan of yours, but I don't know those two other jabronis behind you.
I hear
so
that.
It's ticking me off. Hello?
Yeah, what's ticking you off?
Like I said, I'm on H&R Block, and they want to tax me because I made a little money off Bitcoin.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, I don't know much about the details of that, and I really can't be of any service to you here.
I do have a suggestion for your tattoo.
Okay.
I have a suggestion for your tattoo.
What is it?
You get a wheelbarrow on your face. Vic gets a snowplow, and Doug gets his license on his face.
Okay. Thank you for the advice. We'll consider that. We'll write those suggestions down.
Now, what's the meaning behind those, though?
He doesn't know.
I thought that was leading up nothing. To a punchline.
No, he doesn't have nothing. He's a hothead. He's not. There's no strategy
the
here.
The license would only be good for like 4 years, though, right?
That would be convenient.
Yeah.
You could go back and get it updated.
You could get it updated.
Like
yeah.
The cops pull me over, which they right, do weekly. Like, let me see your ID, and I just kind of like...
Stephanie Mitchell, it's been explained. It's been explained that if you're in Zoom right now, you will not be able to hear the Hothead Hotline callers. That's just... You have to watch the show on the other platforms. Zoomers, don't go to the Zoom room expecting to watch the show that everyone else sees. Zoom, zoom, zoom. All right, another Hothead Hotliner because these are a blast.
All right, let's talk.
Then I have to get to City of the Day. We have a very exciting City of the Day experience today for you.
Let's talk to Taylor 323. Taylor 323.
Zoom, zoom. Sefe, Fef, Sefe, hi. Taylor, Sefe, Fef, Sefe, hi to you.
Hello.
I'm no longer a hothead. I'm having fun and I'm laughing.
Oh, uh-oh. Well, that's fine.
The pounding.
Yeah.
What happened?
I've just been increasing my physical exercise recently, and I've been a bit jealous about some of these guys that do parkour, and I just like to walk.
I do, too.
And so, yeah.
I talked to my doctor yesterday. I went for my physical, and I sat with my doctor as he explained how I'm doing. It was a baseline.
Yeah. You sat with him?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like to hear that.
That's a man-to-man.
We had a man-to-man. I said, Doc, give it to me straight. You've seen the numbers. You've looked at my lab results. I've given you the stool sample, the blood sample, the urine sample, the semen sample. Here's what this nut does, this doctor. He takes all four of them samples. What? He mixes them all up together. I said, what the hell? What are you going to do with that, Doc? Shimmy crick. No, listen, folks, I'll be straight with you.
He mixes them up and just drinks them right in front of you, like a smoothie.
No, Doug. He takes a look at my...
He goes, you're going to be just fine.
Stinky. This doc says, don't you care? Don't you care, Doug?
Huh?
Don't you care what the doc says about my numbers, my health?
I was just laughing, but what happened? Yeah, where's your cholesterol?
He looked at my numbers. He says, you're doing great, kid. Says you're looking good. The numbers look good. Yeah, you got a little high blood pressure. We're monitored. We're going to put you on. I'm on a little low dose high blood pressure medication.
Don't flatline on me.
He said, and you know what he said? This was interesting. He goes, all right. He says, what we like to do in the medical field right now, when we're looking at all these numbers, cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, all these different things, they measure it all. He says, what I like to do is I don't like to just look at the numbers. I can basically calculate what is the percentage that you have a heart attack or stroke in the next 10 years. I'm 45 years old. He says, what is that?
Okay. Start my heart.
So he goes, I can do that calculation for you now. He goes and bing, bing, bing into his phone. Ding, ding, ding. This is a guy in the street, by the way. I don't know if he's a doctor. No, but he goes, so for you, the odds of you having a heart attack or stroke in the next 10 years are? Where's my drums? Where's my... Doug, you want to guess?
Next 10?
Yeah.
30%?
Okay. I'm going to say 9%.
9%.
If you keep up this regime.
Matt?
What is it? What's the question?
No, forget it. If you're not listening to the show, I don't even want you in the room.
One in 100.
What is the... So 1%? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, 1%.
3%, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I was close.
3% chance of me having a heart attack or stroke in the next 10 years. That's pretty good.
I like those numbers.
Yeah.
But did you tell him that you have a hothead hotline now? He's like, it's going up to 10, 20, 30.
So, folks, see if you can increase that number. See what you can do to increase that number today. Right.
Yeah. But, saying goodbye to Taylor.
Yes, thank you, Taylor. Let's do City of the Day.
Thank you. City of the Day. City of the Day. Ain't much more to say. It's a City of the Day.
All right, City of the Day, ladies and gentlemen, is exciting. We have... a new sponsor, actually. I forgot this video is...
It's much longer than you think.
Yeah, it's two verses of this. We could do a cut down. Yeah, that could be put on the to-do list.
And a keychain. City of the Day.
Modulate. City of the Day, folks. We have a brand new sponsor that we're... It's our first time. It's an office hours moment in history being born today, I believe. We have a fully realized video commercial for our sponsor today. The sponsor is Lou Dobbs' Lewd Dogs, a new DVD compilation. Take it away. Let's take a look at this.
Warning, this product contains adult content not suitable for children.
Now
on DVD and Blu-ray. It's Lou Dobbs' Lou Dogs.
What is going on?
There's over 2 hours of raw dog, nasty, poorly trained, and badly behaved canines from all over the world.
It boggles the mind.
Lou handpicked these bad boys, and you won't believe how lewd Lou's dogs can get.
My God.
Lou Dobbs is unchained and on the loose from his Fox News contract.
Don't do that.
And he's putting all his time and energy into finding the nastiest, filthiest, craziest dog videos that will never be seen on TV.
Pathetic.
These clips are sick.
This is just pure nonsense.
Order Lou Dobbs' Lewd Dogs Volume 1 now.
There you go, Lewd. Wow. I tell you what, if we had a studio audience, there you go. There's our studio audience. Let's hear it for Lou Dobbs, Lewd Dogs. Order that today. I got to tell you, folks, Matt, that's got to go up on the internet as its own thing. Let's see if we could break that out in a very, let's see if that could go viral, because that's a hit. I showed that to my wife. She laughed. It's a good sign. She goes, that's actually funny, as opposed to 90%. Now that's funny. Who do we have on the Zoom? I took a look at the Zoom chat here, and they're having a whole other side chat, a whole other conversation about Ableton and
Julian for his gifts, right?
Wait a minute. Are you here, right here, right now? I just did a whole thing on
to his face, real quick.
No. Are you Matt, you want to go back in time? Holy moly.
Well, maybe he has other topics.
All right, I'll say hi.
Yeah, say hi.
Hey, Tim, how you doing, man?
Good, bruh. Listen, I just did a whole spiel on your gifts. It's very considerate, very thoughtful.
Glad you like the gift.
Mahalo.
And thank you so much.
Mahalo.
Dr. Shane.
Aloha.
Hey, I don't want to take up too much of your time, so thank you so much for the gifts, and thank you so much for
what?
Everything.
Thank you.
Wait, what?
Yes.
The gifts we give.
Is that what I'm supposed to say to you? Thank you so much for the
No,
gifts?
No, thank you. I'm saying from the bottom of my heart, thank you for everything you guys have provided me.
Oh, good.
I am beyond grateful just to be on here and talking to you. And so thank you. And I hope you enjoyed the coffee. I hope it's better than the Three Stooges coffee. And
we haven't gotten into it yet, but we'll give you a full review at some point soon.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, Julian. Love to you.
Thanks, buddy.
Congratulations on your continued sobriety.
You too, Doug.
And thanks a lot, man.
Sobriety. Sobriety. Is that it? Sobriety?
Mm-hmm.
My liver function is top notch right now, they say. And the doctors. Doctors, a bunch of doctors, team of doctors came in and said, we've never seen such a healthy liver. I said, I suppose I should I said this to the doctor just to try to get a smile out of him. I said, well, then I'll continue my moderate drinking.
Tim, were you on one of those like gurneys like in the 1940s where like there's a you know, stadium seating of
there were
students watching.
Yeah, they were like marveling at me. They've never seen such a fine specimen. No, but he says, listen, lose 20 pounds, he's had a great piece of advice. He says, when you're at the grocery store, look for the 85-year-old guys, look for the ones that are moving around with ease, and then look for the ones that are hobbling along in pain, and to figure out which one do you want to be when you're that age.
This is what you got to do. You go to the store, look for the 85-year-old guys moving around with ease, stalk them. See what they buy. Buy what they buy.
Yeah.
Follow them home. Keep an eye on them.
You got to stay limber, Doug. You're a guy that stays limber.
You got to stay limber. I played tennis yesterday. Where were you?
I had appointments with my doctor. So many doctor's appointments, I can't stay limber. Almost fell over. Who else is there? Not just people that want to thank me. Come on. Come at me.
I think we should give Gray Niner a talking to about his food. No. Oh, he's saying no. Okay. Amanda Boink.
I got Amanda Boink. John Mayer. I'd like to boink him. Amanda Boink. Who else? Grant. President Grant.
Amanda Boink, are you there?
Here.
Hello. What are you, a Simpsons joke?
What?
Amanda Boink. I need Amanda Boink around here. Mm-mm. I'm getting on.
I knew I wasn't getting ready for you. It's already happening.
What's happening? What can I do for you today?
I'm just curious. Also, hi, Doug and Dick. Not going to leave you out of this, but really my question is for you, Tim.
Good.
Are you familiar with the White Snake, the 2019 White Snake album, Flesh and Blood?
No. But it sounds like it's something I need to immediately get acquainted with.
We thought you might want to check it out.
What about it? What's so special about it in your eyes, in your mind?
It is the 13th studio album by British hard rock band White Snake, released on 10 May 2019 through Frontiers Records.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Is this it?
No,
that's their hit.
Is Steve Vai still in the band?
No, that was a long time ago.
I don't know, but. I'm not going to make you sit through the Wikipedia article like I was going to, but if you are interested, I can give you an important Amazon review of the album.
Okay. I think we're all interested in that.
This is not my review, to be clear. It is a 2-star review.
Uh-oh.
From an unnamed listener. title is, "Sorry, but these positive reviews are out of nostalgia, not the product. I adore David Coverdale. I adore Tommy Aldridge. I adore Red Beach. However, of these 15 songs, there are about 5 good ones. This record is bloated, and it's lyrically incredibly monotonous. The words to every song are interchangeable with each other."
Uh-oh.
Wow.
"If you are a fan of Whitesnake, you have heard all of this before."
Oh, my God.
15 tunes. That's a lot to put on a record these days.
Pretty bloated.
It is a lot. "If you are not a fan of Whitesnake, well, then you are not reading this. I am a diehard fan and a completionist, so I do not regret buying this, but I am still disappointed. If you are not a diehard fan and have somehow stumbled upon this review, leave this album be and get a copy of Whitesnake 87.
That's amazing. The world is an amazing place full of interesting people, because there is a hardcore completest Whitesnake fan out there. I gotta get it all. I don't like it, but I gotta get it all. I gotta have it all organized.
Reminds me, I was trying to get into Iron Maiden a while back, and I bought this.
To get into Iron Maiden.
I bought this like best of or whatever, but the way they did it was they did reverse chronology. So you have to get through, to get all of the good stuff from like the early 80s, you have to listen to everything from 2017 and then 15 and then 2003. It just goes backwards.
We gotta make them listen to the new stuff first. Okay, I mean, that way.
I mean, I get the like them wanting people to hear their new stuff, but it just...
Have I told you my Iron Maiden story I heard?
No.
First of all, I hope this is true about Iron Maiden's the one with the character. What's his name?
The skeleton guy.
Yeah, there's a name for him. Somebody knows. Eddie.
Eddie.
Thank you, Chad.
Dickinson is the singer, real quick. Is that the
story is Bruce Dickinson.
Yeah. Bruce Dickinson, yeah.
Learned how to fly a plane, so he bought an Iron Maiden plane, or he bought a plane, and it became the Iron Maiden tour plane. So he flies the band to their on tour. So they have a full jumbo jet, like a 747 or whatever, with all their gear and everything.
Lead singer flies.
Yeah, and the lead singer flies. And then what they do is they get to, I heard this from a guy in Australia. He says, because he picked them up, he was like the local contact. He picks them up at the fucking Iron Maiden jet lands at the airport in private runway or something. And then they all get out, and they've got like the young roadies who are like pushing all the amps and drums and stuff and cases. But then they've got these old guys who've been with the band for like 30 years. And what they do is they go around the surrounding blocks and neighborhood of where the stadium is, and they tear down all the all the bootleg merchandise stands that have been set up. They go and rough them up and shut them down. That's true. That's the truth.
That's pretty great.
Oh, you got that fucking shit out of it. Go on, get out.
So after a night...
You're messing with our bread and butter. This is our fucking... You don't think we're in this for the music. We're in it for the merch. With a fucking Eddie shirt. Now get off. Sod off.
That'd be a fun job to have.
Can't imagine.
Land on your private plane and start roughing people up for their merch, their bootleg merch. I'd like to do that to those fuckers with the Tim and Eric shit. Those fuckers. I'm not even going to say their name.
Yeah, don't.
Shit people. What do you got there, Doug?
I was going to say, like, where the guy screaming his head off all night, and then he has to fly a jumbo jet.
I know. I wouldn't. Like, he's like,
to Perth. He's like, we got to fly to Perth tonight. It's an 8-hour flight.
What's that guy's name? Bruce? Bruce Dickinson. Yeah. You're all right to fly, Bruce? Yeah, I'm all right. We're getting a little tired. I just need a cup of coffee, yeah? Let's get me a cup of espresso or something. I'm fucking wired, man. I'm so tired.
I wonder if he parties. Not off. He's like drinking Jaeger on stage or something.
Who's flying a fucking plane? Bruce, he's passed out in a corner. Oh, fuck. This is not a great idea. Rock and Roll Gary's an Iron Maiden now, but whatever. Somebody showed me a real Rock and Roll Gary. Who was that guy?
Last week that somebody sent that in.
I forgot. Oh, yeah. Dear. Can't believe it. What is this? CNN saying America could be on the cusp of another COVID surge. Jesus, what the hell? What is it now? Country is inching closer to 30 million COVID infections. I thought we got rid of that disease with the vaccine and whatnot.
No. Well, it's still around.
It's terrible.
Texas had to open up.
The first day the vaccine came out, people started going crazy like it's all fixed. Of course, COVID is fake. And it's.
No, you want a Danish? I just eaten.
I want some bread up front. I want some bread up front.
Danish, what is this? This isn't Rock and Roll Gary.
Listen.
You want Danish?
I just ate. Anyone know what that is? Let's have a game today.
Oh, right. I know what it is now.
Anyone in Zoom?
Anyone want to guess what that is? It's one of my surprises today. I've got many surprises.
Anyone?
Van the Man, says Ruth. Correct? Good work, Ruth. That's Van Morrison with his release from 1968 or something. He made a record just to get out of a record contract. And this is what it sounds like. It sucks. It was a real F
you. Want Danish? No, I just ate. I've just eaten.
Just eaten?
I want some bread up front. Oh, bread up front? You want a sandwich?
We're going to get dinged for this?
It's better than his new song with Clapton.
Oh, yeah. I haven't dug into that yet.
I like that Danish song. That's cool.
You want a Danish? It's so angry. If you're just going to make a record to fuck off... The record, just to like get out of a record deal or something, like go in and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Make it joyful. There should be a collection there's been a few of those people that put out shit just for business reasons.
Did Neil Young do it? Lou Reed? Because both of those guys made some kind of crazy noise.
Well, then you
record,
got right? Metal Machine Music. Some people claim is, like a piece of art and is very good.
And Neil Young did that, he's like, well, you got to do synth or something like that, and it was country, I think it was. Everybody's Rocking.
No, he Neil Young has a crazy
he did a rockabilly.
Did a rockabilly thing. It's like he took it literally. Like,
oh, I heard the worst Neil Young song of all time.
Rundgren did.
Listen to this. Maybe we'll. I don't think we'll get dinged on this because I'll just play like a second of it. But he wrote this song for Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
I mean, this is right up my alley. I like Neil Young. I love Joni Mitchell. I'm thinking this is going to be cool. Neil's written a song for Joni? Hey, man, how come I never heard of this before? It came out on this, like, one of his archive things. And then it's the biggest piece of shit.
My closest friends have never heard this song.
I mean, I think he knows it is, too, because he didn't put it out. Like, came up on this. But listen to the way he starts this. This is just, you just don't want to hear this. I'll never want to hear this ever again.
It's a little ballad here.
Here it is. You're going to laugh, Vic.
Sweet Joni from Saskatoon. There's a ring for your finger. It looks like the sun, but it feels like the moon.
Okay. Don't sing Saskatoon. I mean, God love our friends up north in Canada, but Saskatoon! You have a ring on your finger that looks like the sun, but it feels like the moon? What's he talking about, Matt? I don't know. Anyways.
This is Neil Young from his...
There we go.
1982.
I remember he had the...
Trans.
The headset microphone on.
Yeah, that's cool. But that's cool.
He also did one called Arc that was like just feedback. And
stop
stuff.
Playing cool stuff, Doug. Play shit.
Well, right, how about I rolled the dice because I don't really know this. I was just needle dropping.
Guess who's back? Cave Boy. Do we want to talk to Cave Boy again?
I can't decide if that would be if we're blowing our load with Cave Boy.
I vote give him another shot.
Doug?
I have Neanderthal Man.
Well, I think you gotta.
Now that I said it,
you gotta ride the Cave Boy wave. Get him on.
Show of hands in the Zoom room, as far as I can see.
It's
show of
hands.
Cave Boy, want to see him? Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Cave Boy, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
So, what's going on?
Well, we're just kind of bullshitting here, just kind of doing our deal where we... I was talking about Van Morrison and Neil Young, you know, what else is new around here, right?
Yeah, have you ever gone to a museum and then saw, like, the dinosaurs, and then you went to the owner and asked if they can order a witch doctor to come and bring them back to life because they were, like, really cool?
Order a what?
A witch doctor to come and bring them back to life.
Now, let me pick that apart just a little bit. I have been to a museum where they have the dinosaurs. Second half, I've never done. Second half of that, I've never done.
You should try it, because I really want to get the dinosaurs back.
You love dinosaurs, huh?
They were really cool. Like, I know they killed a lot of people.
Cave Boy.
Over time, you learn tactics to stay alive from them.
So did you live in the time of dinosaurs, Cave Boy, or what?
Yeah.
No.
It was, like, houses and everything weren't good, but dinosaurs were great. You could, like, tame them, and you could ride them.
Oh, like in the Flintstones.
And then blow up.
Like in the Flintstones.
Earlier, the sun was more close to Earth, and people were blowing up, just burning, but, you know, it was cool.
Yeah, I hear that. What's your favorite kind of dinosaur?
I would say Velociraptor. Because you can, like, ride them around. You can, like, play fetch with them with, like, somebody's hand.
According to that Jurassic Park movie, those are very deadly creatures.
Yeah, but you can, you know, also in one of the movies, I think the guy tamed them. It takes a long time, but people were very unhealthy.
Right.
Their, like, hands were just, like, falling off, and you can, like, play fetch with them.
Doug, you had a question for Cave Boy?
Well, I mean, yeah, why would you get a witch doctor? Why don't you get maybe a scientist? I feel like they could probably do better at perhaps cloning some DNA, bringing the dinosaur back to life.
CB? I guess you're right.
What do you think, CB?
All right, Caveboy, thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
All right. See you.
Bye now.
Thanks, Caveboy.
I don't think humans were alive during the dinosaur era.
That's not just an opinion you have, Doug. That happens to be a fact.
Well, I mean, that is not a fact. No one knows for sure. I feel, in my opinion, dinosaurs were 10,000 years ago when... At the time of humans.
Let's check in with a hothead hotline before we get to our special guest today.
According to scripture.
Let's talk to Ronnie Nace real quick. I already unmuted this.
Oh, all right.
And then we can go back to hothead.
Ronnie Nace?
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Dad. Super excited that I am calling in from Vic's hometown, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Whoa. Nice.
Nice. It looks like early 90s and Nickelodeon too era.
Is that your?
Yes, that is my guest bedroom is completely 90s themed.
Oh, so you're a wacko,
dude. Let me see that. Awesome. Is that a Nickelodeon logo to your right?
Yeah, that's
complete wacko.
Look at that.
I want a tour of your basement to see how many bodies you got stashed
down
there.
You slime yourself?
Oh, he slimes himself. Trust.
Who signed off on this?
That's amazing.
Are you a married man?
Getting married this October.
When are you gonna let her see that room?
I got this room, and she got the rest of the house.
Oh my God!
That's fair. That's good,
Vic. You're very.
I mean, I'm all about that. I mean, that's my
cool.
Era.
Look at he's got the
old school TV too.
What's that called? A CRT?
Yeah, I got a giant bin of VHS tapes.
Fucking A.
Wow,
this is mental shit, man. This is
fun. This is fun. Serious.
If I was still back in Bethlehem, I'd be over there with you hanging out, watching VHS.
Yikes.
Getting slimed in his man cave?
Yeah, we would slime each other.
I bet.
I am lost. I am lost. And so is the human race.
This Tim, you missed it, though. This was not your era. You were.
I don't care what era it is! If this guy had it all 80s from whatever my era was, or he had a grunge theme, or MTV 120 Minutes, or a fucking Grateful Dead 60s vibe going on there,
Pinfield,
I'd flush him every day of the week.
Matt Pinfield signs.
I'm coming over there. I'm giving you a wedgie. No.
I'm all right.
He didn't call to talk about his room.
What would you like to know? Or how can I help you?
Well, first off, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate office hours and Decker. I feel like Decker doesn't get enough appreciation.
Yeah, you know why? Because people like you don't change your whole rooms into Decker shrines. It's so great.
Thank you.
How am I supposed to compete with SpongeBob SquarePants? God bless you. Good luck to you. Do you hold a job or anything? What's your? How do you maintain the mortgage payments on the Nickelodeon shrine?
I work a lot of jobs. One of my jobs is I'm a karaoke DJ in the area.
Oh, do you know Mr. Maybe?
What are you? He's like I'm a full time Peeping Tom.
Are you a competitor of Mr. Maybe?
I know Mr. Maybe. I DJ at Joe's Tavern on Broad Street.
Oh yeah,
that's awesome.
All right.
Love it there.
Wait, I feel like he was leading up to a question or something.
Zooming in, I really wanted to ask just kind of about maybe some of your favorite spots growing up in Allentown or Bethlehem.
I would tell you, but it's not of interest to the general audience.
I'm a Catholic school boy myself. We could talk about Catholic school.
We could talk about a lot of things. Maybe I'll come and visit you and we could spend some time. I'll spend some time in that guest house and wake up in a cold sweat freaking out when I look around the room. Where am I? I'm in hell.
Valley Farms for the turkey kielbasa.
All you need is Yakko's and Brass Rail for your pierogies and your hot dogs and your cheesesteaks and probably Fountain Coke.
Fountain Coke.
I'll take a Fountain Coke.
Is A-Treat still going? Is that around?
Good question.
Yeah, A-Treat still going.
A-Treat's great. You got to get A-Treat. A-Treat, folks, is basically soda. You got, you know, root beer, cream soda, cola,
blue,
lemon lime, all different flavors. Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
Big blue, bubblegum soda, sarsaparilla.
Sugar and food coloring.
Man, send us a crate of A-Treat. Go for some of that.
Can we, Vic?
I would talk Valley all day. Valley all day.
Can we debut our new drop today?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to do it in context or?
Do you want to just play the song?
Or, no.
Or thank just, you, Ronnie. Take
thank
care.
You, Ronnie. Thank you, Ronnie. I love you despite all my clowning around. Yeah. You understand that.
You're welcome in this room anytime.
What did he say?
You're welcome in the room anytime.
Okay. Thank you. I need to center myself.
Thank you.
I need to find my chakra right here. By the way, this beautiful sweater, courtesy of my wife, because what happened was I had a beautiful wool blue, navy blue, which is a good color on me, J. Crew sweater that I've had for years and was getting older. But somehow the dang sweater ended up in the wash. It went in the wash and the dryer, and it shrunk down to a little mini sweater.
That same thing happened to me, Tim.
And my wife, it fit my wife perfectly. So I said, well, there you go. And then without asking, she ordered me this guy.
That's nice.
Which is nice.
The same fabric kind of thing?
Yeah.
Well, don't put it in the wash then. Get it.
Well, I don't know how it got in the wash. There's a lot of accusations going around the house about who put it in the wash and how
could
this have happened.
It's not about the wash. It's about the dry.
It's about the dry.
It's true.
No,
I can't find the drop.
Oh, boy.
That's a fitting entrance for our very special guests who are here.
Oh, let's bring in our special guests of the day. Hayden Pettigo, and Jasmine Stoddard. Am I saying that correctly, Jasmine?
No.
How do I say it? How do we say it, Jasmine?
Jasmine Stoddard.
Stoddard. Sorry, why am I adding a dard at it? Well, wait a minute. Let's get this straight. It's spelled S-T-O-D-A-R-D.
No.
Well, then it's in here wrong, Matt.
Oh, shit.
Thanks, sorry. Matt.
Wait, let's call
it's
you.
It's on the screen, correct. It's on
Jasmine.
It's spelled like Ruben Stutt.
That's fine.
And
that's
where's
fine.
Where's Hayden? Are you here, Hayden?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. Look at here he is, the boy wonder. You almost do kind of look like Robin from the Batman franchise. The boy
Thank
wonder.
Thank you.
You're welcome. congratulations on your big premiere at South by Southwest for Kid Candidate.
Thank you.
The trouble we were discussing before the show is this poor audience of mine won't be able to see this film unless I'm wrong again. I could be wrong twice today. Where's the movie at in terms of distribution and the rest? Any news on that?
We're just waiting for someone to pick it up. Gunpowder and Sky, the production company, are taking care of that.
They're confident there's a buyer out there.
I'm sure there is.
Have you gotten has it been received favorably? Has it gotten nice reviews and stuff since it aired?
Yeah, we got some great reviews. I haven't really seen anything too negative.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, people
not like everything I put out.
Well, people like to criticize Hayden, but he put himself out there and he's awesome, and you know, but I think people are kind of getting the film, and you're in it.
I am in it,
which is awesome.
It's technically illegal for me to be promoting a film I'm in on this program, so we might get dinged for that. Well, Glendale PD shows up. No, but
it's a documentary. Yeah. You just happened to be part of it.
I happen to be interviewing Hayden for another podcast, and you guys came along to film that. But let's back up a second and explain to our audience what this film is about, who Hayden is. And also, Jasmine, how you became involved in making this film.
Well, I was hired just to figure out who this kid was. Gunpowder and Sky called me and they're like, oh, we have this weird kid in Amarillo, Texas. He made a joke video. It went viral. He wasn't planning to run for city council. And then he's decided to run. Go check this kid out. And so I went, I met Hayden, and you know, he's quite a complex character. He's funny.
Hayden, are you a complex character?
I don't think so.
So what's really going on here? No, so let me turn it to you, Hayden. You were you want to explain quickly how this whole thing started for you?
Yeah, so basically back in 2018, I made a fake campaign video saying I was running for city council in Amarillo. Like, made it in 15 minutes using a VHS app on my phone. I basically threw it together real quick, put it up on Facebook. The next day, Amarillo News was like, area man announces run for city council, which it was just kind of a joke at the time. That's how it began.
And then as it blew up, whose idea was it? But was it yours to actually go through with this because of the success of the video?
Yeah, because basically I kind of was at a crossroads of, well, the video is kind of funny. I can take this kind of press and laugh it off and move on, or I can actually address the things I was frustrated about in Amarillo. Because I was seeing all my friends move away, basically saying that Amarillo is a dead end. So I was kind of like, well, why don't we say something before we move off? You know, why don't I attempt to do something to have a more meaningful message?
So for you, Hayden, and then Jasmine, how did Jasmine come into the picture for you as far as you get a call saying somebody wants to sort of follow you? Because the documentary follows you through this campaign.
Yes. So basically about a month in, I actually reached out to Gunpowder and Sky and said, hey, I'm going to run for city council in my hometown. This is the video. If you want to come out here and follow me, I think it could be a good documentary.
That's interesting. You've sort of propositioned your own documentary.
Yes, I did.
Because you think it's fascinating what you're up to, and
I didn't think it was like I was fascinating. I thought it was the whole thing would be interesting because Amarillo is a very dynamic, kind of conservative, weird place,
right?
And I'm already getting a bunch of kickback for it, so I was like, well, why not profile the entire journey and how people are perceiving it,
right? And then so what are you, a documentarian for hire, Jasmine? How did you Is this your first film, or have you made this first feature?
This is my first feature. I didn't even know it would be a feature. And I do doc shorts usually, mm-hmm. and you know, and this was a dream come true. I never thought I'd make a movie.
In the film, there's the which I thought was great, and I thought you did a great job. And Hayden is so you know, likable and touching, and there's a great story there, but there's the relationship that you have with your wife is really beautiful, and you know, the stuff with your family is interesting, but it feels like, Jasmine, you sort of got in embedded there a little bit and became not so much a character in the thing, but you ended up like working through some stuff with Hayden as he was going on this journey.
Yeah, I think it's tough for someone who's not, you know, a politician to be in the spotlight in that way. And I don't think he was prepared for that, honestly. And people were really shitty about him and like didn't take him seriously. So yeah, I think it weighed on him, and it weighed on him a lot, like that people were also depending on him to win and represent them.
So how do you, I mean, Hayden, are you currently sitting on the city council of Amarillo, Texas?
No, I lost very, very hard.
Big spoiler there. So
yeah, well, it's in the news.
Yeah,
I don't think
there's nothing you could do about that. But what is your end takeaway of the experience? Do you think for Amarillo and for yourself, are you going to run again? My guess is you probably won't.
So basically my takeaway was, even though I lost, it was probably the most incredible thing I've ever done. I learned a lot about my city, and I kind of knew, because of the money I was up against in Amarillo, that the PAC that runs all of those candidates, that the incumbents, they funnel six figures into all these campaigns. I was running with nothing. So I basically knew my chances were next to nothing on winning. And to be frank, I wasn't the most qualified candidate. I had never been involved in politics, and it was tough. I got my ass kicked pretty hard. But ultimately, my takeaway is, I hope people see the movie and realize that if you're younger and you want to get involved in politics on a local level, you can, and winning really shouldn't be your main motivation.
Well, it is fascinating. And it shouldn't, you shouldn't really, there shouldn't be like a tremendous amount of experience you need to do something like sit on the city council, because essentially it should be like a collective of people that represent the town that they're in, you know, making decisions on things. And, you know, it's not that, it's not like you have to be, you know, a brain surgeon or something to have an opinion on a lot of the basic things that makes a community go. So I think it is a great, what's inspiring about it is, hopefully it will inspire people your age, or, you know, to think about how to engage in local politics, in local government, I should say, more so than politics, but local government, and find a way to represent people like you. I feel like past 30, 40 years, whatever, you know, the people like us who are kind of artsy types feel of complete, like kind of don't, even though we do exist in the community, there's not a lot of representation for us in the government level.
No, and I think beyond that, the thing I noticed in Amarillo is, the thing that was sad to me was, I was seeing all of these historical neighborhoods that were left behind in Amarillo and low income communities that the city government just didn't care about at all. But they don't have a reason to.
Right.
There's no reason for them to care about those parts of town. And it's sad that, you know, I wish there was more qualified candidates in Amarillo running. I shouldn't have been the only person trying to even profile that stuff. Because at the end of the day, I am a kid who has no idea how to run for public office and kind of screwed up a lot and embarrassed myself. But I would like to be involved in public office again. I just, starting off with a video that's kind of a meme or a troll is a tough battle, because people are going to think you're a meme and a joke the entire time. It's hard.
The other thing about you is, I follow you on Instagram. What's your Instagram handle? Is it just Hayden?
Amarillo Highway.
And you're really entertaining, and you often dress up in these outlandish, I don't know, outlandish is not the right word, theatrical costumes and face, you put on like Kiss kind of makeup, like goth, weird goth stuff. And it doesn't look, it doesn't seem like that's, like it's very contradictory to what we see here with you today. But very, you're very creative and very artistic minded. But as you're posting this stuff, it feels to me you're sending the message like, I'm not trying to sort of conform to this, idea of what a, you know, a local politician should look like.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not, and I probably never will be a local politician.
Right. But you're also you're also a really talented musician. And I encourage everybody to check out your music. You'd play this beautiful, just the kind of music I love is this beautiful acoustic finger picking, ambient kind of, reminds me of that guy. There's a guy right now that's real popular. What's his name? Matt.
Christian?
Huh?
Christian Lee.
No.
John Fahey?
No, it's
William Tyler?
William Tyler. Yeah, if you like William Tyler, you're going to like... That's it. Here, we're playing play some of Hayden's music here, Vic. all right, well, I got to move things along. But go ahead, Jasmine.
All of his music is in the movie, too.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, he didn't know, but... at the time, but he gave it to us, and it's our soundtrack.
Well, I hope you have a nice licensing deal with that music. Those drops, they should cost a pretty penny for you. Well,
thanks for having us on, Tim. Thank you all.
Yeah, thanks, Tim.
Of course.
We appreciate it.
And I can't wait for the audience to see the movie. How can people follow, like, I guess if you follow Hayden there, he'll be giving you updates as far as when this movie's going to come out. Probably hopefully this year, right? I mean, get it out.
Yeah.
We'll have you back on when the movie comes out. We'll have a big premiere party here on the show.
Awesome. Sounds thanks, good. Tim. Thanks, right. Matt. Nice see to y'all. See you again.
Bye-bye. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tim, I got a couple thoughts. A
couple thoughts from Doug. You guys didn't get your questions in. Sorry, but I'm futzing around with this mic back here. What's up, Doug?
You were saying that there's not a lot of representation in government for artists and stuff, right?
I did say that during the interview.
President George W. Bush, artist. He's an artist.
All right. Next.
Second thought. Now, he's a kid or he's a man?
He's technically a man.
A young man.
Okay.
But do you think...
No further question.
How do you think... What do you think just, man candidate would play well at Southwest, Doug?
I
think
man candidate... Question the title of the film.
He's an older kid.
He's an interesting guy because he also... He didn't bring this up, but he works at a bank. He's just a banker. He was, at least last time I checked in.
Like, that's a good idea, working at a bank. You get...
banker's hours.
You get 10% off money. I would like to change
10%
this.
Off money?
Yeah, I would like to. I would like to take $10 out. Well, here's $10.
Store discount?
10 cents, uh-huh. Because you get the discount.
That's pretty cool, Doug.
Pounding.
I got to say, I like the way your brain works. Let's take a...
That's
hotline. Hothead hotline. You're live.
212 with gastrointestinal issues.
212.
802.
802.
Here we go.
You there?
Gastrointestinal issues. That's.
How stupid.
Let's get the farts lined up.
You there? 802.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is an unusual format for me. I'm normally a very calm person, but I am at my wit's end right now. I'm frankly about to explode.
Uh-oh, what's up?
Where are you from?
Well, I started seeing someone who's got me on this plant-based diet, and I love it. The food is so good. It's so tasty, but let's just say it's literally wreaking havoc on things.
On what? On your bowels?
On my bowels, yeah.
Oh boy! So we're talking.
I need to know. What?
Go ahead, finish your thought. You need to know.
No. I need to know what to do. I know. Douglas eats plants. I need to know. I need to know what to do to figure that out.
Explain your problem. Quit being so vague. It's wreaking havoc.
The other thing is, Doug, he's eating a plant-based diet and he's having digestive issues because of it.
You got farts or you got squirt?
Sure. Are you number three, as my daughter calls it, which is diarrhea?
Or this?
These are toots. Toots to the extreme toots.
Wow. Oh, I have extreme toots too. You just got to go, just get the chewable gas.
Beano?
No, they got these chewables and they're tasty. Next caller.
All right. Let's take another hothead hotline call. Solved.
Thank you, Dr. Doug.
Chewable.
Or you know what?
Fart pills.
It could get you out a lot of things. You could say, excuse me, I have to go outside. And you just.
Right. And people just know that.
I also think if you keep.
Also, just let it rip. We're still in the quarantine.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Beans.
I'm going to say this.
Well, let's just say I'll have plenty of gas.
I'm going to say this.
Let it rip.
Your body will adjust to what you're eating.
That's
so
true.
Your body's going through a transitional period. And as you maintain that diet, your body will adjust to the different the chemical enzymes.
But maybe it hasn't, though. He's done this a while, he said.
I'm moving on! I hope most of my audience is hard at work finding me a new mouse pad.
A massive slay queen.
Figuring out.
Pablo from Berkeley, you're on the Hothead Hotline.
Pablo from Berkeley, California. How can I help you, Pablo? Pablo Picasso.
So I'm calling because I get asked.
Never got called an asshole. Say that again?
Wait, now you're calling me an asshole?
I'm singing a modern lover's song called Pablo Picasso, Never Got Called an Asshole. Maybe you should learn a little bit about the post-Velvet's influence on independent rock.
Don't be dumb. Well, I got two things then. Number one, I used to get called Pablo Picasso. Now everyone calls me Pablo Escobar. And that pisses me off. I don't know why. But number two, I hear Matt saying all these different area codes. And I've always been insecure in my area code. Although I'm in Berkeley, I grew up in the Valley. So I have the 818 area code, like the Hothead Hotline, which ain't that cool. So I want to know, what is the coolest area code according to the Holy Trinity?
Oh, good question.
I mean,
Doug's got to go Chicago, right?
818 is a area code to be proud of. Brody Stevens.
You see, when I was 818
till I die.
It was like you were ashamed of. It was like 310, 213. That's the cool.
Right.
You know,
310.
Like the Valley.
310 is like the Beverly Hills, West Side, Santa Monica. Like, I got money. 323 is East Side, LA, downtown, Hollywood. And then 818 is the Valley, the Deep Valley.
Then you got these like nobodies, like 213, who cares?
Right.
You know, it's like extra, it's a bonus one.
I'll give it back to when I grew up, it was 215. And then there was a big radical move that happened when I was 10 or 15 years old. They divided it up and we got stuck with a 610. 610. We broke up with a Philly and have our own area code outside of Philly called 610.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This show just can't be about talking about numbers. That's why we're flailing. People tune out when I start telling you about different numbers. All right, moving on. Let's take a Zoomer because it's been too long. Heather Holly. Heather Holly looks sharp.
Control your hormones and keep your drawers on till I close the door and I'm jumping your bones.
Don't be dumb. What's up, Heather?
Oh, did I unmute? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know last week I talked about this Jeep conspiracy with the Bruce Springsteen and Obama podcast. So over the past week, I've been doing some more digging into this.
Good. We have a report, an update on our big investigative report.
Yeah, so there's another title to the podcast, Born in the USA.
That, I know, is a Bruce Springsteen title of a song.
That is a Bruce title, but
But Obama wasn't born in the United States, so what's up with that?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I keep interrupting you.
Yeah, that is what I was going to say.
Oh.
What about the whole Obama
Kenya
fake birth certificate situation?
What about it? It's a myth. It's a conspiracy theory. What are you going to ask me about Sasquatch next or the Loch Ness Monster?
Is this just to, redirect, just to reinforce that he was?
I'm sure it is a light jab at that. I'm sure it's them having a little fun with the, I mean, he's always poked fun at that conspiracy theory, making little jokes. And
remember when he did it at the White House Correspondents' Center to Donald Trump, and then that directly caused Donald Trump to run?
Well, they say Seth Meyers, too, might have influenced Donald Trump to run because he was so... Oh, this just freaked me out. Somebody in the Zoom, Johnny Stink, has a picture of me and my sister. Johnny, thank you for the update, Heather. Appreciate that. I want to get to Johnny Stink real quick and figure out what get to the bottom of this.
Really got to get to Johnny Stink?
I just want to... Well, the back of his Zoom is a picture of me with my sister and I guess him or somebody else. Johnny, is that you?
Yeah, to be frank with you, I need to speak with Rock and Roll Gary.
All right. Well, let's first explain the picture behind you. Why is my sister back there?
I'll get to it, don't worry. So it's not your sister, it's my bird, right?
Wait, and she looks exactly like my sister. It's fucking... You see that, Matt?
Yeah, but I'm seeing closer. Oh. Right? It's not.
Okay. But where is that
uncanny
picture?
It's uncanny. It's uncanny.
Is that from the Soho Theater, perchance?
Oh, you're right, mate. I saw you play a gig, a wonderful gig.
You know what? I did this show a couple of years ago. I don't know, it was about probably three summers ago or something. And I, it was a show, it was every night for 2 weeks, and it was me and Neil Hamburger. And the way that show was structured was as follows, and you can verify this. I think I did 20, 30 minutes, and then he did 20 or 30 minutes. It was pretty strict. It was about an hour show. It wasn't my choice. It was just that because they had other shows that would come through the Soho Theater.
40-minute show?
No, it would be like an hour show total with a couple minutes in between the acts. But I agree. A short show. But hey, how much do you need of
an
our
hour's
show,
right? Good, but 40 minutes?
I'm telling you, it was an hour.
You said 20 and 20, so I'm doing the math here.
20, 30, 20. 20 some of us would go. But anyways, and it really made you kind of do like a pretty tight set, you know? But... And it went. You enjoyed the night, I'm sure, right? You had a good time. You don't have any negative feelings about it, right?
Well, it was good, mate. But after we,
well, let me just finish my thought. Every night I would come out and say hi to people at the bar, and I was just so happy to be in London and performing for a British audience. It was nice, and every night was different. We had fun. Greg and I switched it up a lot, and. This one guy, though, he was like shaking, and I thought he was almost, was it you? He was almost crying. And I said, hey, did you enjoy the show? He's like, I didn't have a good time. I thought it was shit. And I was such a fan, and you only did like 30 minutes and for £14, whatever much it was. I can't believe it. I feel it was terrible. It was really up shaking. He was upset. I'm sorry. It wasn't for me to decide how long it was. That was the deal. But everybody else had a good time. But I remember that. It's the first time everyone's ever like kind of in person told me that how disappointed they were in my work. I'm sure many people are disappointed in my work that I'd never talked to me. But you, sir, Johnny Stink, have something else to say.
No, I was just going to do this really shitty bit, right? With me.
That's what this show's all about.
Massive stink.
Yeah, but we met you after, and it was the first time I'd met anyone kind of like, what do you reckon you are? B-list? A-list?
B-list, C-D-list, yeah.
But yeah, it was kind of like awkward because you obviously just done this big show, and like you probably wanted to go home or go back to your hotel or whatever. And we
My flat.
Like, you know what to say, and then we just took this picture and we kind of shook hands and walked the opposite direction.
Tim, you kind of look like that new picture of Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
With the orange juice. It's like the same.
Well, I was accommodating and polite, right?
Oh yeah, you were great.
I gotta say, you look much cooler now than you did back then.
Me?
No, this guy.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, man, you
hair,
got yeah,
that,
the hair
yeah, cool. Yeah.
That, it's true. You've gone through a whole radical transformation. I'm into it. Mm-hmm. I want to boink you. I wouldn't want to boink the guy before. That's why I didn't boink you that night. But now, if I come over there, we boinking. We gone boink. All right, well, Johnny Stink, all the best to you.
You're going
to
shag.
I love you.
Shag.
You know, we made a terrible error earlier in the show, and they're pointing it out in the YouTube chat.
Uh-oh.
We did not say what the city of the day was.
Well, let's. There's always room to improve, but I'll tell you right now, quickly. City of the day is San Juan, Puerto Rico. City of the day. San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Care about the code? Do they want a hint?
High of 75.
Oh, right.
Low of 68.
High of 83, guess. Low of 73. 10 degree differential there.
Is it still hot out there?
I think, Matt, did you just fix the spelling of Jasmine's name in the document here?
I did while you were talking.
Oh, I see.
Oh, man. Tim, can I circle back?
You want an audio clue of what the code is?
Oh, sure.
Sounds like
Tim, I had a thought real quick about the Obama thing.
Yeah, it is the Globetrotters.
Some people think he wasn't born in the United States. My thing is, I don't think he was born. I think he was hatched.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's a clone?
I'm taking the birther thing to the next
level.
He's
a clone?
Yeah. People think he was born in Kenya. Those people are hatched.
Matt, should we do my surprise video?
I think so. I have it ready.
All right. Now, everybody flag this if you've seen it. It's not the most obscure video, but...
It's pretty obscure.
Okay.
Wow.
Is Vic and Doug able to watch?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right, guys. Ready? You gotta stop your drops. It's an audio.
Yeah, shut up.
Oh, okay. I was just filling it with
put your fingers up your ass.
I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Stay cameras on Vic and Doug. We're just getting warmed up.
Paul and Dave Brubeck.
What is it?
Paul Desmond and Dave Brubeck.
That's nice.
Whoa, words to it.
So stressing.
Now, wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? But you should all lie. A little gamma now it's all right. When you do it right. Modulate again.
Modulate again. There it is. I mean, it goes on and on.
Like the guy in the back just sitting
there. Just watching with his arms folded. Like judging. They're performing like, for just that why? One guy. Yeah. He's just
gonna give it a thumbs up or the thumbs down.
What if these two guys both had terrible breath? Imagine that.
Or what if one did and the other guy keeps moving back?
What is it? All right, Vic, let's try to do it.
Wow.
It's not that complicated, folks.
Right, right.
No, maybe, you know, Al Jarreau's
that is impressive. That was pretty impressive.
It's cool. Hey, we can laugh. Wait, what's that, Brian?
Yeah, can we get that up on the screen?
No.
That just brightened my day.
Yeah, it's not.
Is this a recent picture of Brian?
That's today. That was this morning.
This morning.
He said it was posted at Good Morning.
Good morning. Yeah, you know, it's like to have a little orange juice, you know. Sometimes I might write a song about orange juice. Somebody sent me this interview with Brian Wilson about that Gershwin record he did.
Oh, yeah.
And he's so hostile in the whole thing. He's so like... So why did, it was like a German guy interviewing him. And do you know the Gershwins?
Right.
No, I don't know. Somebody said I should do this record, so that's what I did.
You know, like, right, that was the reasoning behind it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I like his music, so we just went in and recorded a bunch of his songs. But what does it mean? What was your first experience with Gershwin's music? I don't know. My mom used to play it on the radio. What else? Like, that was
right.
He's so angry to be interviewed about this. All right,
that was special. Thank you for.
I'm glad you. Attention. I'm so happy you guys hadn't seen it.
Right,
Doug.
Hadn't seen it.
I want to see the rest of the concert. If he does more of that.
Zabuduyayahama. All right, Zoomer now. Time for a super zoomer.
It's funny, but it's also cool that they do that. And
I know, right? But how much of that?
They're clearly enjoying
to,
themselves.
They're so having. Yeah, they're
in
having
a way.
Fun.
It's very nice.
It does stress me out though.
Yeah, I.
Who do we have here?
Just the nonsense syllable after a while.
Hello, Hugo.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
All right.
Are you at the Wendy Williams broadcast?
Look at that.
Yeah.
How you doing?
How am I doing? I wanted to bring up, did you guys see that clip yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
What clip?
I said Bart Burp combo.
Yeah, Wendy did a...
She farted again?
She did, was it a burp? She burped. And then that somehow triggered a nice big fart, a big toot. It was just a nice 1-2 punch there.
What? Is she? You're saying she's on drugs or something? Who said that?
I mean, many people think that.
My theory is mushrooms, because that kind of messes with your gastrointestinals.
Oh. Well, there's no
theory.
Okay. Well, we're not accusing anybody. Well, also, I mean, so do refried beans.
Yeah.
So does this all plant diet.
You know, the loopy behavior.
Right.
Farting and burping kind of tracks with mushrooms.
The pounding.
Yeah. Just out of reality.
I guess I saw it. Yeah. That Wendy Williams clip of that show right when they came back after the lockdown. That's one of the great pieces of art of all time.
Unintentional art.
I got to NFT that shit. All right. Well, thanks for checking in. Get back to school, would you? Are you in school?
No, this is my girlfriend's sweater. It's cold in my room.
It's a sweatshirt, pal. It's not a sweater. This is a fucking sweater.
A sweater shrinks. A sweatshirt doesn't.
Sweatshirt is for working out. All right, buddy.
All right. Take care.
Who else wants to talk to me?
Let's talk to Robert Benny's.
Robert Benny's.
But it seems to be two people.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Squeezing together.
What are you two up to?
Oh, he's just visiting from Texas.
Ah. What part?
Amarillo? My brother. Austin, actually.
Feel like have we talked to you guys before?
No.
Never.
Oh, well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Couple of brothers.
I thought Wilco's been on before.
What are y'all doing here? Well, I can help you.
We're trying to record some music. I wanted to say, Vic, I'm a VB4 as well.
Whoa.
I don't think I've
met another one other than my
Victor
dad.
Victor Binnish IV.
Beautiful.
Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
People like get that Victor name and they get hooked. They're like, we got to keep this going.
Wait, is that your brother?
Yeah, we're brothers.
Wait, so
is he the third?
I got to ask if the brother is upset he didn't get to be the,
he's a younger
the big name.
I was named after someone on my mom's side, but since the different last names, I don't get a number.
What kind of music you guys working on?
We're going to do some avant-garde, like, noise stuff.
Some bullshit.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't have to work on, like, writing. that way.
Just make noise, record it, worry about it later.
Do some scatting.
Yeah, exactly. I'm inspired right now. I'm feeling it.
How about this? I'll give you guys some audio to use for
okay,
this.
Here
you
we
can
go.
Blend it in. Work that in somehow.
All right. Yeah, that was nice and isolated. We'll get that for later.
By the way, we're going to do the after hours for patrons in a few minutes here, 7 minutes away. So that's patreon.com/officehourslive. And as we complete that today, this is our schedule. We are going to record, not broadcast, but record the first episode of the Joel Hole. And that's going to be our extensive deep dive into the career of Billy Joel, which will appear for patrons only coming in the next month or so. But we did have a funny idea that I think maybe we should think about actually doing. But
rethink it. Yeah.
Rethink the whole premise. The idea would be this, that it is it's Joel Hole year by year. And every episode is 1 year in the life of Billy Joel. But we begin at the beginning. Let's say Billy Joel is what, 1948 or something like that?
49.
That was pretty close. Yeah, so episode one is 1949, and it's maybe 2 minutes long. It's Billy Joel's born.
It is kind of fascinating. I will tell you. You'll find out.
Okay.
The early years are sort,
but then,
of,
you
sort
know,
of interesting.
We've, every episode is like, all right, what happens in 1958? We're talking about Billy Joel's life.
You know, 1 hour per year.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. We'll do however long, but
I'm more excited about the later years.
So we have 60 episodes, 60 plus episodes of the Billy Joel year by year podcast.
Like 2003, he gets into the hogs and bikes.
But like the first 20 episodes are so dull because you're just like, hey, welcome to episode 16. The year is 1963 and Billy is just graduating high school.
He didn't graduate, sorry.
Okay. Anything else? And the Beatles came, and Billy Joel saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Can't wait to get in the hole, because I'm going to be on the show, and I know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to learn. Yeah. You're going to BJ school.
Right.
I'll take you to BJ school, Doug, I'll take you to BJ school, Doug, after we get done with our Billy Joel podcast. Oh!
Okay, this morning... You sent the song.
And oh,
it's
let's
been
play
in my head.
Pump it. Come on. Bring
that's
them up.
As loud as it, yeah. Christian Nightmares posted this thing.
Christian Nightmares. Got to get him on the show. If you don't follow him on Twitter or wherever.
And you got to see it. Roger McDuff.
Yeah.
Like
Matt,
poodle hair.
Up on the screen. To
carry the just imagine a poodle singing.
Jesus is coming.
Why is he coming?
Been on a snow white cloud. That's insane.
It's amazing.
This is the chorus. Pause it a sec. Oh, and it keeps modulating just like Al Jarreau loves to do. He says, Jesus is coming. Why is he coming? Just coming to get us. It's kind of scary. Yeah. And then, how is he coming? On a snow white cloud. Flying on down. I'm going to get you. I'm going to come and grab you.
I was on my walk this morning listening to that with my headphones on.
Look at you getting a walk-in before the show.
Every single day. Every single day I do it. And I'm walking along like,
Jesus is coming.
But then unbeknownst,
how is he coming?
But then unbeknownst to me, there's a woman like full jogging on the street, and we met at the corner, and she went right into me.
Oh.
And like I yelled, Jesus Christ.
Wait, why didn't you move out of her way?
Because I was
standing
in my
your
area,
ground?
And she just like, no, I didn't know she was coming, and she just came right around the corner. Jesus came,
corner.
Hit me, and I shouted, Jesus Christ.
Oh, do you want to play this,
and
Matt?
I was like, I took a deep breath and then put this back on.
No, I was just going to show the still to see the poodle hair.
Oh, yeah, you got to see the poodle hair.
Vic, we should walk here from home one day for charity.
That would be
for I'm going to start walking to work. Yeah. It'll probably take an hour and a half.
Oh, maybe
if we get to 5,000, if we get to 5,000 patrons, we're launching a major, initiative.
It's going to be a disaster.
A major initiative, which we'll be announcing if we, well, what did we say we're going
to
do?
We have to just announce it before we get to 5,000.
Right. After hours today. Why not?
Oh,
I don't
or
know.
Do it now.
Right? Well,
now?
This is the idea is you announce it now to encourage people to join the $5 a month.
Right. We could play the video. I could find
get the video.
Should we play the video?
Wait, show that guy a little bit.
Put Brian up again.
Well, we only have 2 minutes left in the
Brian's
show.
Hand looks
let's take
thick
another.
There,
let's
huh?
take a hothead
okay?
hotline.
Hothead, okay.
We'll tease that for next week. Next week,
tee it up.
By the way, speaking of
Vincenzo Calauna, hothead.
Hothead hotline. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, what up?
Hey.
Hey.
Jesus is coming. Go ahead.
I have a question for you and Dick Berger here.
Hey.
When COVID ends, are you planning on doing your stand-up economy on a tour?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I just said for Vic Berger.
No, and Vic Berger, he said. But he has a separate question.
Listen, I'm not rushing out onto the road. There's a lot of reasons. I don't know. I feel like it's going to be such a mess out there figuring out booking and like locking in venues and
you got to do the Segura thing where you go to the drive-in.
No, I don't want to mess around with that.
Wait it out.
I'm thinking like maybe another couple of years before I really go out. Not for my own safety. It's just that I feel like there's just going to be such a mad rush on all these bands and artists and stuff going out, and it's going to be so hard to like you're going to be competing with so much other stuff going on out there. I just am not rushing. Maybe we'll see. Maybe my booking agent will call me and say, "Man, you got to get out there." But what am I going to do?
We got to do an office hour.
Jim, you got to come up with all new material.
No, I'm going to come out and do the exact same set from the stand-up special, like note for note. It's a performance. It's like seeing a play.
Yeah, people can sing along to it, kind of.
Well, we've talked about this for years, sort of the Tim Festival, where we do like one night it's an On Cinema night, one night it's an Office Hours night, one night it's a music night.
Timapalooza in Australia.
What?
Timapalooza in Australia.
We talked about this at the early Office Hours when it was at ABSO.
We could call it Timstock. Timstock.
I like it.
Call it Timstock 99.
Timstock
99. It's $99 per night.
Yeah, we'll do it in the year 2099. Oh! All right, it's 11:30 on the West Coast here. We've had a wonderful, rollicking, rambling good time here. It's always a pleasure to do this show. Thursdays are mornings that I look forward to. In the same way I used to look forward to Thursday's must-see TV on NBC featuring Seinfeld, Friends, and Frasier. And Cheers! Thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you're a Patreon member, you will join us in the next few minutes over in the After Hours community, which is a terrific community. A lot of people are becoming friends, fast friends over there. And is there anything else I want to say? We're on next week with guests to be determined. Thank you to Lou Dobbs, Lewd Dogs. Let's make that viral today. Who edited that, Matt?
Chris Robinson
with heavy direction from us.
<That's not> Designed from Hannah.
Thank you all. Support us at patreon.com/officehourslive. Visit us at officialofficehours.com for all your Office Hours merchandise. And keep trucking, as we say in the Grateful Dead community. Keep trucking, everyone. Thank you. Amarillo, Texas on Amarillo Highway on Instagram. Bye bye.
Life's tough, man. For God's sake, capitalism? It's so painful to hear that. I can't say something like that.
Multiple orgasms.
But truth is truth, and if they then decide to live with lies, that's their concern, not mine, my friend. They're free to fantasize.
Unfortunately, yes.
Cut the tape. Cut the tape. Cut the tape.
Vertical Sonic con lo stemma elettro. La costa con lo stemma di getto. Ode Baglioni e sua maglietta prima.
Thank you, video!
Then then ci trova fritto.
Cut the tape!
Cut the tape!
Cut the tape!
Cut the tape!
Cut the tape! Cut the tape!
Cut, 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 cut,